started. This is Jaime Guerra with UT. I'd like to call the order of the Greater Austin Area Telecommunications Network Technical Subcommittee meeting of August 24th, 2021. The time now is 1:31 p.m. and this meeting has been called to order. Carlos, if you could lead us through the roll call.
Yes, sir. Anthony Brackenbridge.
Present.
Ruben Reyes.
Present.
Bo Kinsey.
Present.
Dane Herbert.
Present.
Sorry. Gary Wisman.
Present.
Jaime Guerra.
Present.
Royce Mason.
Present.
I'm sorry, Mace Royce. Sorry about that. Harold Knoll.
Present.
Steve Pyle.
Present.
We have a quorum, sir.
All right, thanks. Looking at the agenda, this should be a pretty quick meeting. Agenda item number two, is there any citizens' communication today?
No, sir.
Okay, thanks, Doug. Moving along, then, agenda item number three, let's take next few minutes to review and approve the minutes from the July 27th, 2021 meeting.
This is Gary. Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
This is Steve, I second.
All right, this is Jaime. We got a motion by Gary and a second by Steve. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. Carlos, please lead us through the vote.
Yes, sir. This is Carlos again. Anthony Brackenbridge.
Aye.
Ruben Reyes.
Aye.
Sorry. Bo Kinsey.
Aye.
Dane Herbert.
Aye.
Gary Wisman.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
Mace Royston.
Aye.
Harold Knoll.
Aye.
And Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, so the minutes are approved. This is Jaime speaking again. Moving on to our agenda, item number four, the maintenance contractors report. Chris, what do you have for us today?
This is Chris Gonzalez. Since our last meeting, we've completed the inspections of C1N, C1S, and C2S, but the 28 corrected deficiencies between the three ratings. Nothing out of normal to report on the inspections. Let me know if you have any questions. Hearing none.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hearing none, I'm going to move on to the inventory. The only changes on the inventory are on August 19th, we used 1,774 feet of ASD stock fiber for the Graham node replacements. And also for Gatton stock, we'd use 2,100 feet of the 3-inch 3-cell max cell for the A2N Supering South reload at 2018 South Lamar. I don't know if you have any questions.
This is Jaime, just a general question, maybe for the vendors or for network management. What's the latest on fiber lead times? Is it significant or is it back to normal levels?
Last heard it was about 38 weeks.
38 weeks.
Same here.
Okay. Carlos, does network management have any concerns with 38 weeks and if we need to do anything to increase our stockpiles, or does it seem like we're okay?
It seems that we're okay at this moment. Maybe by the next tech, or possibly we're going to be using a couple of thousand feet of 192 for a repair that we'll be discussing later on today. I don't see that as being depleting our stockpile. So, but we'll look at it, and if possibly we may want to, increase that to be able to use more in the future for projects, actually.
Right. Yeah. So if we see a lot of projects that we know we're going to be doing this upcoming year, we might want to get ahead of that 9.5 month lead time.
Yes, sir. We'll identify some of those and see if we can get ahead of it.
Very good. Okay. Any other discussion on the maintenance contractor's report? Hearing none, let's move to agenda item number 5, the network manager's report. Carlos 5A, the Gatton backup knock.
Yeah. Gentlemen, we put a small report here. During August 17 and 18th, there were several training sessions that we assisted at the NOC, specifically for in-row coolers, the operations of in-row coolers, the automatic transfer switch, generators, UPS, and so forth. Everything went fine. The in-row cooler that was missing is now installed and running. So that's all taken care of. We are also putting together a small list of maybe small items that we're going to be installing in the at the NOC to make life easier and to increase security. So we're going to put we're going to purchase a 4-foot ladder, a small cart. We're going to be requesting from City of Austin to install a City of Austin guest Wi-Fi in the room. A camera is going to be installed that will be pointed from the inside of the room to the door so that we can monitor who enters, who exits the room. We're also going to install a telephone in the that will have a cord long enough to be able to reach both sides of the cold aisles where the equipment is going to be installed, so for network personnel to work and be able to contact their network counterparts somewhere else. So one more, as T400, I've got to go down on this. The print that you're looking at right now, it's not a real print, but that shows, sites or anything like that. So I think that we can show this one if you're okay with it. This is just the allocation of the Gatton racks in that room. The entrance is right here where the hand is. Okay. The first two racks are going to be DIR, one in row cooler in the middle, City of Austin, and then LCRA, and then Travis County after the Enroll Cooler. On the other side, we put UT, Enroll Cooler, ACC, AISD, and Enroll Cooler. As you can see, I tried to divide it, education entities on one side, state entities on the other one, state and city entities on the other one. So if you don't like this, can be changed. We have not started with the terminations as of yet.
Carlos, this is Dane. What is the status of A1N?
We are, let me put it to you this way. The 432 was installed and is actually the last one. I think it was going to be either Travis County and City of Austin to be tested this week. That is ready to go. We are going to be discussing one more proposal for the actual splicing into the room for A1 North. So we are ready to actually make the migration for A1 North, and we are discussing it with our maintenance contractor. We're probably going to do that the first ring that we're going to move, because it has no cross connects at City Convention Center. So it'll be easy just to install it and have it cross connect. So I have further down this report, you'll see a tentative schedule for the splicing and terminations of all that stuff. Let me keep going, and if you have further questions later on, let me know, Dane, okay? Let me see here. Sorry, that's the one. Let me. And we're going to talk about that right now. One thing that was not provided with the contract with that we had with Spalglass, and it was the PDUs were not provided. So we asked Brycom for a proposal, just right here, for the installation and provide and install APCs, PDUs, PAC PDUs.
Marlon, this is Steve.
Yes, sir.
I remember a discussion that we had that brought that specific topic up a couple of months ago, probably longer than that. So they just never got on the quote?
Never got on the quote. It is on the print as being provided by the owner.
Okay.
And installed by the contractor.
Okay.
So.
Okay, thank you.
This is the PDU, the APC rack PDUs. Meter at 30 amp, 200, 208 volts.
Carlos, has that, this is Dane, has that PO already been processed?
No, sir.
Okay, get with me and Bo after this.
Yes, sir. All right, let me continue. And that PO was, I'm sorry, I didn't have the number. Just FYI, after, you know, we'll be talking, it's $24,052 for installation. And all right, so let me continue here. And the specifications. We also have a tentative schedule that we are going to be providing, which is item from September 1st. All the way to September 30th, it'll be installing ladder tray, new rack that will go on the corner where all the terminations are going to be done, and going to be preparing all the terminations inside your racks for all the rings. Once that's done, the first ring that we will be moving, which is going to be on October 12th, and the 13th will be A1 North. 2 weeks after that, we will be doing Super Ring North on the 26th and 27th. On November 21st, we'll be doing the Super Ring South activation and migration, and the A2 North on the 23rd and 24th of November. I want to make sure that everyone realizes that the contractor is going to be contacting you as well as us, network management, because some of you have equipment in these rooms. So we will help out with the migration of this equipment. Specifically, AISD has equipment that receives signals on, let me say, on Super Ring South, but they go out on Super Ring North. So we are going to have to keep all these circuits live while we're doing migrations ring by ring. In the meantime, during the September 1st to September 30th, we'll be installing a tie cable that will go from the inside of our new NOC to the old MDF in order to keep those circuits that need to be in both locations at the same time. So it is kind of a logistical difficulty, but we are going to work through it, and we have experience doing this before. So
so Carlos, this is Jaime. Am I understanding right that once that tie cable is in place, mm-hmm. then members should be able to access all the rings there, even though that tie cable is temporary? They could at least put equipment in there and start using it.
I would not think that, you know, if there's an emergency, if an entity would need to do that, go ahead, just let us know. But the thing is that we have to do audits of what's there, what's connected to what, and what is being cross-connected in order to keep all those alive while we do the, so adding equipment is fine as long as you let us know mm-hmm. that you know, that you're adding that equipment at the time. Okay.
So otherwise, let's say we want to just keep it easier and clean and wait for all the fiber to be moved. What's the date when everything will be over?
Tentatively, mm-hmm. it'll be November 23rd and 24th. That'll be all the rings will be on the other side.
Okay.
And your equipment technically should be all moved to the other, to the new room already as well. Because we're doing this as we're moving equipment as we are migrating rings. So
got it.
Also, this was brought up before, we would probably make November 30th the date that the NOC will go online and put it on the SLA for the city. Either November 30th or December 1st of 2021. To make it an even number, if you understand what I'm saying. So,
all right.
Okay.
Any more questions on the backup NOC?
I believe this is it for the backup NOC. Yes.
All right. Thanks, Carlos. Let's go into 5B, the project status report.
Sorry, Jim. Okay. The B1 North splice case audit has commenced and will end on August 30th. Sorry. There's something wrong here. Sorry, these dates. Okay. The completion date will be November 22nd, 2021. It'll start on August 30th. 2021. As gotten completed projects, we have the A1 North and A2 North reroute to Convention Center. Bear in mind that this project was approved probably about 6 months ago, but we have maybe a little bit more than that, but we were not able to install any of the cable or do any of the splicing to migrate A2 North to the new cable due to Congress being on session. A1 North upgrade segment 6 was completed. We talked about that. A1 North upgrade project segment 5 for testing only was completed. Both the Super Ring South and the A2 North relocations at 218 South Lamar were completed. So we're on the ground in that area now. The B1 North damage, 11604 Stone Hollow Drive, was completed as well. One project that we are bringing is the A1 North 3rd and Pressler relocation. If you like to see those prints, we will have to go to executive session. This is a relocation from overhead to underground and just south of 5th Street, around the area of, let me put it this way, Don's Depot, the Range Rover area right there at 5th Street, just south of that near the railroad tracks. It's all, this is a developer project, so it's all paid by the developer. It does say City of Austin up there, but it's actually a Gatton project. I'll have to change that, sorry. Entity-specific projects completed is C1 North AISD, Graham Elementary School, node replacement, and the A1 North UT, new node, Gateway Apartments. It's completed on the 12th. There is one more project that we need to discuss that is not on this list that will be on the next one. This just happened yesterday. DIR reported some strands, problem with some strands on the B2 South connection. We have found the problem. It appears that there was a fire and the cables were burned, but not burned enough to cause more than the damage to DIR. So we have not seen that. I do have a picture that I can share with you. Just a second. Just one second. And we know this happened quite a bit, quite a long time ago. As you can see, this is actually the armor of the cable and it's rusted. So this happened quite a long time ago. This is a store that does pumps. It's actually right next to the Montopolis location where we have our meetings. We used to have our meetings. Just south of that at the corner of Burleson and in Montopolis. So we are going to, I'm going to be sending an alert that will constitute a an emergency repair, but we are going to repair this in a permanent basis. So we're going to extend 2,000 feet of cable for this repair, so that we don't have to wait for permits and all that other stuff. It's just 2,000 feet. We can do that in a day, and it'll be taken care of and done. We are going to use 192 strands to replace this cable.
Hey, Carlos, this is Jaime. So there's more than one cable there. What are we looking at? Ring cable, drop cables, tie cables?
There is a cable there that belongs to UT as well, but it doesn't seem damaged. It's the cable that you, it is damaged, but right. But you never suffer anything. So I will have the maintenance contractor take a look at that as well. The cable is you have a tie cable that goes to a case that goes to the radio shop. Let me think about this. That's the level 3 cable that you get, your tie into the level 3.
Hey, Carlos.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Chris.
I believe this location, the UT fiber is just on the other side of maybe one pole back. I believe this is a 72 or 48 strand cable that belongs to LCRA. That's a connection back to the ring from their RF building. I don't believe this is the lead fiber.
Oh, okay.
And UT was using some city strands from the radio tower at the Montopolis site over to the radio tower.
Yes, but that's north of this.
Okay.
That's not involved on this one, no.
And then it looks like some new cable was placed after this fire occurred, which makes me wonder, one of our Gatton vendors installed cable, came across this and didn't mention it, so maybe it's kind of a opportunity for better education or expectations if when our vendors come across damage plant, what they should do in terms of informing network management.
I will double check because I'm going to double check with the other contractor. If that's the case, that's something that should not ever happen. If they ever find damage on the cable, they should let us know immediately.
Agreed.
So I'll double check with them. They never reported anything, and I'm not exactly sure that they install any cable here. I mean, I knew that they did the last project they did in this area touched one of the cases that we're going to be touching, which is B2 South 18 at the corner of Burleson and Montopolis. But I don't think that they went south. This is about 100 feet north of that case.
Right. I guess it just, to me, it looked like that cable below the bottom or right above that one there looks like it wasn't damaged and perhaps it was installed after the fire took place.
You're absolutely right. I'll double check with it because there's, you know, the strand here, there's a bunch of other stuff that this is the only picture we have. We just found this out yesterday. We're still actually gathering some information, but probably we would be doing this repair sometime on Thursday. I'll have something go out probably tomorrow when I'm sure that we are going to be doing this.
Okay.
So I'm going to call it a temporary permanent repair. That's what it is, which is going to fix it for good at once, because otherwise this could stay in permitting for who knows how long. And I don't like the situation here. So anyway, not only that, DIR needs this fix right away to activate the new Stastny location for TxDOT. So anyway, I'm gonna back out of there here. That's all I have to report on the project status. Any questions on that?
Yeah, Carlos, this is Harold.
Yes, sir.
You said the repair is going to take place on Thursday. Is that just specific to the Gatton ring cable, or is it all the cables?
At this moment, it's just the Gatton cable.
Okay.
Okay.
Keep us informed when you schedule the LCRA drop replacement.
I'm going to do that. Let me take a look at what that if that's part of it, let me see what's up there. I don't know yet. This is why I haven't sent anything out yet, because I don't have complete picture of everything. As soon as I do, I will. But I do want to repair it right away and without putting this as a temporary repair, because this just could take too long, and those cables were not going to hold up much longer. So, but I'll keep you all posted.
Okay. Anything else for Carlos on the project status report? Okay, Carlos, let's move to the job budget report then.
All right. Just a second. New for this report is the addition of the A1 North activation into Convention Center.
We don't see your screen.
Oh, you don't? I'm sorry. Apologize that. And this is, I need 5C. I'm sorry about that. Okay. Is the addition to A1 North activation into Convention Center and the backup NOC PDU installation. With these projects included, there are now 7 jobs for FY22, totaling $546,000. of the 653,000 budgeted for FY22. There were also 19 jobs carried over from FY21, totaling $823,000. If you have questions about all this, I'll try to answer them, but most likely I'll have to take the questions and have them answer specifically to you from Sarah.
Carlos, this is Jaime.
Yes, sir.
Does it look like we're going to have any funds remaining from the backup knock project?
Yes, sir. I don't have a exact amount yet, but I am looking, and this is just an estimation here, probably about around 150 coming back.
Okay. So in theory, that should cover the things that maybe hadn't been budgeted before, like the PDUs and other scope like that.
Yes. Also, we are, I've spoken with Sarah, and we are tracking all those costs, even though they're separate, in these budgets. So at the bottom of this, you see the backup, the GAN backup knock expenditure tracker. So if whether they were included on the first proposal or not, we are actually keeping track of that right here, just in case. And one of those is the A1 North activation into Convention Center. Which, if you like to take a look at that, we would have to go to executive session to look to show you the plans.
Okay. Yeah, I think we can do that after we get through budget report.
No problem, sir. Any questions on the budget report other than that, gentlemen? All right.
Thank you for the network management report. Moving on to the committee chairperson's update. Carlos, we have prints for 6A and 6B, correct?
That's correct, sir, yes.
Okay, given that's the case, I'd like us to adjourn to executive session for agenda item number 6 under Texas Government Code 418.181 and 551.089. The time now is 2:03 p.m.
Thank you, gentlemen. See you on the other side.
Present.
Ruben Reyes.
Present.
Bo Kinsey.
Present.
Dane Herbert.
Present.
Doug Wilson. I'm sorry. Gary Wiesment.
Present.
Jaime Guerra.
Present.
Mace Royston.
Present.
Harold Nall.
Present.
Steve Pyle.
Present.
And I'm Carlos Tomatos with Network Management.
Okay, and this is Jaime speaking again. Let's go back to agenda item number 6. Chair will entertain any motions.
This is Gary. Motion to recommend to the board to fund the A1 North, second phase of A1 North activation into the Gatton backup knock site at the Convention Center at a cost not to exceed $31,000. Funding to be determined at a later date.
This is Steve, I second.
This is Jaime. We have a motion by Gary and a second by Steve. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, Carlos, please lead us through the roll call vote.
Thank you. This is Carlos. Anthony Brackenbridge.
Aye.
Ruben Reyes.
Aye.
Bo Kinsey.
Aye.
Dane Herbert.
Aye.
Gary Wiesment.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
Mace Royston.
Aye.
Harold Knoll.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Thank you.
All right. Agenda item 6B. Is there any motions? I'll go ahead and get started. I'd like to motion recommending the board approval for A1 North relocation from overhead to underground at 3rd and Pressler, a developer-funded project with no cost again.
This is Steve, second.
Okay, this is Jaime. We got a motion by myself and a second by Steve. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. Carlos, please lead us to the vote.
Thank you, sir. Anthony Brackenridge?
Aye.
Ruben Reyes?
Aye.
Bo Kinsey?
Aye.
Dane Herbert?
Aye.
Gary Wiesman?
Aye.
Jaime Guerra?
Aye.
Mays Royston?
Aye.
Harold Knoll?
Aye.
And Steve Pyle?
Aye.
Okay.
That's it.
This is Jaime. The motion passes. So agenda item 6A and 6B are going to go to the board for final approval. We've already done agenda items 7 and 8. So we'll move on to the final agenda item number 9, confirmed date and time, location for the next technical subcommittee meeting as September 21st, 2021, 1:30 p.m. at the LCRA Service Center or via Microsoft Teams video conference. I suspect network management will be sending out some more information on what procedures are expected of you should you be attending remotely or in person. The time now is 2:19 p.m. and I'd like to adjourn this.